Do y'all remember Cliff Connectley, the controversial pastor that was in the quad about 2 weeks ago? He was debating against Matt Dillaney, the former president of the Atheist Community of Austin. Well, I had the opportunity to speak to both Connectley and Dillaney. I was curious as to what both of their purposes for participating in the debate was, so I decided to ask both of them, and Connectley decided to answer first.
My purpose for the entire time at Texas State has been to introduce people to the closest friend I have, Jesus Christ.
Dillaney then answered the question, not trying to push any beliefs on someone, but to make sure people know what atheism is all about.
Well, I decided to participate because I do lots of debates. I think it's actually a good thing to have these sorts of conversations, expose people. One of my primary goals is to make sure that nobody leaves without actually meeting an atheist and seeing who we are, because there's a lot of misinformation from pulpits to the news and everything else.
Dillaney then decided to elaborate and clear the air on misconceptions about atheists and the atheist community as a whole.
Yeah, I think the most common are that if you're an atheist, you can't have any sort of moral foundation. There's a lot of confusion about what it even means to be an atheist, you know, and people, their immediate presumption is an atheist is someone who believes there are no gods, which isn't actually true. An atheist is someone who does not believe that there are gods.
Connectley also elaborated on misconceptions about Christians and the Christian community.
I think the biggest misconception is that faith in Christ is the opposite of science. It seems that a lot of people think that faith in Christ is equal to intellectual naivete. So faith in Christ is not something that Jesus called for or that the New Testament called for, unsupported. Instead, it's supported by evidence that Christ is reliable.
Regardless of what your stance is on this topic, both speakers brought knowledgeable and articulate arguments to the debate. For KTSW News, I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr.